All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Tusky, Terry Gates still in studio. Our engineer Jesse is with us, obviously. And we are now going to go to the play of the game brought to you by our friends at LeClaire Ryan.
All right, it was a tough call, but we're going to have to select a play from the men's football game versus Idaho. In the overtime period, UVA faced a second and goal following a major penalty and were backed up to the 27-yard line. So they were at the 27, second and goal. UVA's wide receiver, Dominique Terrell, wearing jersey number 2, caught a nice pass from quarterback David Watford, wearing jersey number 5, and he made his way into the end zone thanks to some great blocking for his first UVA touchdown and the all-important lead at 21-14. Later, Idaho failed on a 2-point conversion, thank goodness, to the fine work of Rodney McLeod, who deserves a pat on the back as well. Maybe Terrell should get more plays at wide receiver and less at punt return. Anyway, let's go to our Olympic sports report with Michael Tusky.
All right, let's start with men's soccer. The number 23 Virginia men's soccer team is now 6-4 and 2-1 in the ACC after defeating Clemson 2-0 on the road Friday night. It was the team's third shutout of the year. Next, they host number 2 and unbeaten Maryland on Friday at 7 p.m. and Navy on Tuesday at 7 p.m., both games in Charlottesville. The number 7 Virginia women's soccer team is 8-3-2 and 2-2-1 in the ACC. They played number 4 Duke to a 0-0 scoreless draw in Durham on Thursday evening. Notably, the Cavalier defense earned its second consecutive shutout against a top 5 team on the road. Senior goalkeeper Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School posted her 39th career shutout and moved into sole possession of the third most shutouts in NCAA history. That's impressive. The team then fell to number 6 Wake Forest 2-0 on Sunday in Winston-Salem. Looking ahead, the Hoos host number 10 Florida State at Klockner Stadium on Saturday at 7 p.m.
All right, Hobbo, let's tease next week's show real quick so we don't forget this. Former UVA wide receiver Billy McMullen
makes an encore appearance. He was with us 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly what, but it'll be good to have him back in studio.
Well, you know, I looked in the record books, and believe it or not, Billy is still number 3 all-time in receiving yardage in ACC history.
Wow.
Not too shabby indeed. And also we've got UVA assistant basketball coach Jason Williford, who is a John Marshall High School graduate. And we've got the Sabres' Chris Horn coming in to do a recruiting update. And then Ortho Virginia's Dr. Gordy Rawls will be with us to keep us up to date on the injury front. So a really exciting show next week, 1 hour program starting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, a little football, a little basketball, a little injury. I think Gordy Rawls making a return, an encore appearance as well.
All right, let's talk about the ACC. Big games last weekend, obviously Wake Forest trounced BC. Miami edged Bethune-Cookman 45-14. Georgia Tech won the scoring battle against NC State 45-35. Clemson put a hurting on Virginia Tech 23-3. UNC edged East Carolina 35-20. Maryland erased Towson. And Duke escaped with a nail-biter against Florida International 31-27, which leads us into this coming week's games. And although Virginia is not playing, we've got some exciting games. Louisville is in Chapel Hill at North Carolina. Who does everybody like?
I think the Tar Heels take care of that business right there. I think Carolina's got a pretty good football team.
North Carolina as well.
I'm going to predict Carolina wins by 2 touchdowns in that game. Maryland is at Georgia Tech, a high noon game on ESPNU. That's a good preview game for Virginia fans to see what Georgia Tech looks like with that crazy triple option.
Bad news for the Turtles.
Ramblin' Wreck keeps rolling.
I think Maryland is going to put up a heck of a fight. They're going to wear one of their ugly uniforms again. And I'm gonna predict this game is much closer than the experts are going to predict. Yeah. I'm going to say 28-23 Georgia Tech. Nail-biter. There's going to be some fumbles, maybe some rainy weather. Who knows?
For Maryland, the uniforms will be ugly, and the scoreboard will be ugly, too.
All right. Florida State at Wake Forest. We've got to move quickly.
Florida State.
Boston College at Clemson.
Easy, Clemson.
That's a beatdown.
Tigers.
Clemson. Central Michigan at NC State.
NC State.
NC State.
Miami at Virginia Tech.
Hokies get well.
Yeah, that's going to be a good win for the Hokies, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll take care of business pretty easily.
All right, Haba, what have we got looking forward to? We know UVA-Georgia Tech game, the game time was announced.
3:30.
The game is on ESPNU, but don't you dare plan to sit down at the couch and watch that game. Come to Scott Stadium.
Absolutely. Charlottesville in October for football. Doesn't get any better than that. So, and then NC State the following week, the game time has not yet been announced.
That's correct. Looking forward to a good crowd there against Georgia Tech in 2 weeks. But this weekend, I guess we can catch up on our yard work. All right, we got 10 seconds, Hobo.
Thank all our guests, including Terry Guest. Terry Gates is still in the studio.
Go Hoos.